there, and welcome to the Christian Science Daily Lift. Today, we'll be hearing an encore lift from Bob Cochran. He's from Ashburn, Virginia.
Quite a few years ago, I was in college, and I had a landline, and the central switchboard would put call through when you got one. So one night I was studying and I got a call, picked it up and I said, hello. And the voice said, Bob. And I said, yeah. And he said, this is your Uncle George. And I said, hi, Uncle George. He said, hi, how are you? And I said, fine. And he said, how's school? And I said, going along very well. He said, well, that's terrific. So all this is pretty ordinary, except I did not actually have an Uncle George. The whole time this conversation was going on, I'm thinking to myself, who is this guy? How can I not know Uncle George? He knows me. So we chatted away for a couple of minutes, and he finally said something that just didn't make sense in terms of my life. And I said, well, wait a minute. And we went back and forth. And of course, there was a mistake. There was another Bob Cochran in the college dorm complex, which was pretty large. We didn't know about each other even. And the switchboard had put him through to the wrong one. We said goodbye. It was kind of embarrassing, especially for me, because at least he had a nephew named Bob. I didn't even have an Uncle George. But anyway, when I look back on this, I'm struck by how readily the human mind accepts suggestions. No way did I have an Uncle George, but this guy was so sure of himself and he was so straightforward and matter-of-fact about it and it happened so quickly that I found myself thinking frantically, maybe I do have an Uncle George. How can I have forgotten about him? Well, I think as a Christian Scientist sometimes, I do the same thing. When something happens, all too often, I find myself thinking, oh, why did this happen? I wonder what caused it. I hope it's not serious. How long is this going to go on? What if I can't heal it? Just chatting away with Uncle George instead of putting a stop to those things right away. Jesus said, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. The truth that the Bible speaks really begins and ends with God. God is omnipotent, and God is good, and therefore good is omnipotent, ever-present. God is spirit, and as his image and likeness, we are completely spiritual. And when we talk about that, we tend to emphasize the word truth. We're going to know the truth, which is natural. But I think it's just as important to emphasize know the truth, not think about the truth or talk about the truth or feel comforted by the truth, but know it, really, truly know it. And when you know something, you have no doubts, no tentativeness, no hesitation, you know it. And if we can get to that place in our thought that we don't doubt the truth that God, divine love, divine mind, is good and in control, if we can know that, that's effective prayer.
Thanks for joining us. We hope you'll join Bob and me on this week's Sentinel Watch podcast. You can find the link right on the Daily Lift page. We'll see you there.
This podcast is produced by the First Church of Christ Scientist in Boston, Massachusetts, USA. Copyright 2025.